plant penalty kill time, but are you comfortable with the amount of minutes that Adam Lowry played on opening night?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. He's going to do both. We'd like to stay out of the penalty box, and on a percentage basis in the game, we did that relative to our opponent. So he does a nice job in that front. He's a good screen. He gets his handle on the pucks, and we need him to kill penalties as well. He's in the three hole in terms of our line, so his 5-on-5 minutes will be reasonable.
Any concern with Buff leaving early today?
No, that was scheduled.
You saw Calgary-Edmonton play each other after your game. Did you watch much of that? Do you like the fact that two teams played against each other that you'll see back-to-back?
Helps a bit with the pre-scout. Did watch the game. Just lots of speed in the game, lots of shots, lots of excitement, lots of good goaltending.
Paul, what's the first step tomorrow night? You talked yesterday about team defense and kind of needing to be better. What's that first step for your team?
Start the way we started. Yeah. We were right. We had lots of energy. And then stay with it. The positive of the power play, the time we got, the chances we got, I felt it was really consistent even. A lot of times you go 0-for-3 on a power play and you don't score. It goes off on 5 different pages and it affects your 5-on-5 play. I didn't think that. It was the score of the game dictated how we played defensively, and that's a mistake. That's got to get corrected. Down one, we got a player fall down and then run into our goalie on the first goal. You just get over it. It's a bad break. But I didn't think on 2 and 3 especially, that we had the right mindset.
Is it a young thing still?
That's consistent around the league of a team that doesn't have a lot of winning on its side. So and it wants to. It's not that they're not trying. They're just they got to get everything back in one shift, right? They haven't won enough to have confidence just to run their own game. And every year, it's a brand new team, right? So you can win 2 Stanley Cups in a row and have a tough night. It happens.
2 different types of practices, Paul. I know yesterday's a hard working one, a little more working on some special stuff today.
Yeah, we didn't do any special teams, and we won't usually 2 days before a game. We'll do some of it based on the pre-scout of the team that we're playing. And we came off the heavy grind. We still finished 5-on-5 working on some things in our end, but we won't grind quite as hard the night before. We'll go 2 and 3 here now coming up.
I like the way that they've responded after Wednesday with a bit of a downer.
Yeah, worked hard yesterday, and we had our first 23 minutes of practice today was about speed, and they had an awful lot of it, so they were rolling pretty good today.
They talked to them about what you said about tough to win in this league if you can't defend. I asked if it resonated with them. They know the message, but you feeling like they understand that message?
Yeah, well, we just talk about it every day, so they're going to get it. It's the mistake when you're kind of explaining that message is that you only defend. You score more goals defending well. Just the confidence of not trying to take a 50-50 play and turn it into an offensive play every time. And when you guys are pressing to score, or the score of the game says you need to, you start cheating on that 50-50 puck and you get to the wrong side of it, and then you cause yourself a whole lot of problems. It's what happened, especially on the third goal, and there wasn't any need for it.